Friends, welcome back to the Love and Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid conversations about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage. For those of you who don't know me or are tuning in for the first time, I'm a licensed professional counselor and author specializing in relationship issues. I also run the relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you've tuned into the podcast before, you know it's a hotline style show, meaning people call in or write in with their relationship questions, and I answer them on this show in short, practical, bite-sized answers. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it via email or voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or check out my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love and relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. Today on the podcast, we have joining us Hannah from Pennsylvania. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Deborah. It's great to be talking to you.
So Pennsylvania means we're literally neighbors, right? I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, actually about a year ago, I lived down really close to you and happened to meet you in Old Navy while I was working there.
I remember that. I was shopping with my daughter and I had just tried something on. And here's why I remember this, because you came out and you were like, are you Deborah Falada? And then we started talking.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And the funniest part is after you left, my daughter looks at me and she's like, Mom, are you famous? It was so funny.
I mean, you kind of are now that, especially in like the single and dating world, I give your name out and your website out to like everybody that I meet that is kind of in the dating, single, just everybody pretty much.
Oh, well, that is really exciting. So Hannah, what brings you in today? What question do you have for me?
So I've been dating online on and off for probably about like 2 years now. And one of the things that I've kind of found is like my way to almost let a guy kind of leave the getting to know you dating phase is bringing up about how I'm like my plans are to wait until marriage to have sex. And so I was wondering if that is an appropriate way to bring it up or if there's a better point in time to like reveal what my plans are and see like what their plans are.
Yeah. Yeah. So is this a specific tactic that you would say you use for online dating in specific or all kinds of dating?
Probably more so online dating, because I feel like some of the people that I meet with like mutual friends, I kind of already get the feeling that like they might be waiting or at least, you know, more be a little bit more respectful. Whereas online dating, some of the guys that I used it with, I kind of felt like it was just a prime excuse to like get them to leave on their own without me having to really find a better reason, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And in fact, one of the questions that I've been getting a lot this season specifically is what to do when you're in a relationship, especially online, and they want to hook up and sex comes into the picture. Because it seems like these days, more than ever, that is really a trend. It's not like this wasn't part of our culture before, but I really feel like it's ramped up and even started infiltrating into how we do dating as Christians. And so in a way, I think what you're doing is actually a smart strategy in that you're using that question, you're using that statement of what you believe and what you expect kind of as a filter to filter out guys that are not going to fit into the plan that you have for your life. And that is, I want to save sex for marriage. And, you know, the truth is you are going to have to bring that up sooner or later. Now, do you bring it up on the very first interaction with somebody? I probably wouldn't. I think that could be a little not off-putting, but I think you're not defined by that. That's not what defines Hannah. What defines you is that you're a Christ follower, that you love Jesus, that you, you know, have a heart for healthy relationships. And I think that's what you want to shine in the beginning. So you want to just make sure that you do bring that up in conversation, but maybe not the very first interaction. I think this is important to you. This is a part of your life. This is a part of your story, a part of your journey. And so I do think the strategy of bringing it up sooner than later is actually a healthy mentality, especially this day and age with the expectations, you know, you're just putting it out there.
Yeah. It happened a lot whenever I was like, I hadn't even met some of the guys and like, we were just talking, like texting back and forth, communicating. And it would kind of, I would just get the sense of like, okay, well you know, say that you're this Christian guy, but how do you feel about if I said I was saving sex for marriage? And a lot of the guys were like, that's not what I want. And so then they would basically just turn around and sometimes like they would just ghost on me.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't hear from them again. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you say you're this respectable guy, but you're not respecting my wishes.
Right. And I would say good riddance, farewell.
Yeah. Good, and that's pretty much how, yeah, that's pretty much how I had approached a lot of them. But like, it's also one of those that I want to make sure that I'm not using that as one of like the first ways to like see if there's a red flag or not, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think early on is fine because it is a red flag for you. And I always say, I also think it's really important too, when it, especially in the world of online dating, and we'll probably do an entire episode about this one, but to really be faith forward with your profile. Because some people are like, well, I don't want to be so faith forward that it like repels certain guys. But I'm like, okay, those are the guys you want to repel. So be as faith forward as you feel describes you, you know, because that is who you are. And you're using these things like a filter. You're either going to filter it now or you're going to filter it later after you've gotten deep into it. And if this is a non-negotiable for you, then I think it's important for it to come up early. So I think you are right on with your strategy. And I think it's actually going to help you out in the long run.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah. Thank you for such a good question, Hannah. And anytime you see me at Old Navy, come by and say hello, or any other store for that matter.
I can definitely do that. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is a shout out to all you creatives out there. Anyone who has content to push out or a story to share, remove the complexity with Issue. Issue makes content look amazing wherever you choose to post it. It's an all-in-one platform used to create and distribute beautiful digital publications, everything from brochures to magazines to sales collateral and more. It's perfect for anyone who's a creator, a marketer, a designer, a publisher, salespeople. Honestly, anyone that wants to make eye-catching content. It's really easy to use. You upload your PDF and files, and Issue transforms them using your vision and customizable templates used to create the content you want. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give you a more customized experience. And you can take your content and post it on your website, social media, Instagram, Facebook. They can even help you make awesome stories for Instagram. So all you need to get started with Issue is to sign up. And you can sign up for free. Or you can choose a premium account and get 50% off when you go to issuu.com/podcast. And make sure to use the promo code TRUELOVE. That's issuu.com truelovealchemist.com/podcast using the promo code TRUELOVE at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. You guys are going to love it. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. It was so fun to chat with you about love and relationships. No matter what your relationship status, if you're looking to go deeper with healthy relationships, I invite you to check out my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, or my brand new book, Love in Every Season. You can find out more information about those, as well as hundreds of articles and in-depth courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com. I love connecting with you. So please find me on Facebook or Instagram at True Love Dates and give me a shout out. If you have a love and relationship question on your mind, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love and relationships. If you're loving what you're hearing on this show, be sure to subscribe and leave us your 5-star review because it makes all the difference in getting the word out. I'm Deborah Falada, and it was so great being together again today, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Take care.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.